Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, the Old School crew, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Like I alluded to, has there ever been an agent or a representative to take a player-voted list? And who knows if those are real votes, because they only ask certain players, right? It's not like they poll the whole team. Take that list to a, to the negotiating table and get your client a smooth new $90 million when he had 3 years left on his contract.
I don't even understand how it's possible. Like, nobody in the Dolphins just went, nope, no. Tyreek, no. No. Drew Rose, no.
Well, they must have called him. And here's why. Because I think Waddle probably was first in line. Then he's like, well, I got both of my clients. They must have been in the given mood, because you gave Tua $200-something million, and he was happy. He went and he pretty much told everybody I've been stealing.
And they didn't learn from that.
Well, they did it all at once.
They did.
They said, we're jumping into abyss. We're all going together. Kumbaya.
What did they go back and give Zach Thomas some extra money? Did they go back and give Jason Taylor a raise? Did they go back and hook up David Archer and Andre Franklin and
David Woodley?
Like, did you just giving out money randomly? Like, it's.
I mean, they're now to be fair. Both of the receivers, they've been consistent. That's number one. And they've been available. That's number two.
How consistent? Where would you put them as receivers?
As a duo?
As a duo and individually.
They're up there. I mean, obviously Tyreek is up there. I mean, my number one guy is Devontae Adams or Jefferson or Chase. Now, but then here comes Tyreek. Well, here comes Tyreek. And when you're number four in the league with a plethora of receivers, there you go. And then Waddle's coming up the back end of that second tier, guys, in my ranking as well.
Who's the fourth best quarterback? Fourth best running back? Because if you're not
in the league,
yeah,
it ain't Tua.
Like, if you throwing money, that kind of money around, because you kind of top five, maybe top five.
The thing that's ironic,
I think, also it's the going rate though too. So
Does it have to be, though, is my question. Because think about where Tyreek Hill came from with Kansas the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs said, we can't afford to do this. It's not that Tyreek Hill's not a good player. The Chiefs said, we can't afford to pour this much money into it. Guess who just kicked Miami's butt last year? Kansas City did. So what is Miami doing? The exact opposite of the 3 out of 4 Super Bowl winners, the back-to-back Super Bowl winners. Not saying they're not both good players, but they're also doing it the exact opposite way that has been proven to work for the last 5 years.
Yeah, and you know what's weird is because, and now the Chiefs were doing it because they knew they pushed their chips in on Mahomes and Kelsey, right? And Andy Reid's philosophy is extremely different than McDaniel. And the importance to each franchise is different.
But the salary cap's the salary cap.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. The salary cap and how you manage it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this had to be on their docket, DP, because they let Christian Wilkins essentially go for a pack of gum and a Snickers, which when you think about how you compete with a team like Kansas City or even like Baltimore, whoever would be in your, or Buffalo, I mean, you got to win your division. You need that centerpiece of your defense, which you let go. Then let's not forget, I think Baker, who was one of their top leading linebackers, is also gone. So now it's letting you know that it's all style and flash and dash, right? Where it's kind of a smokescreen, right? And I didn't realize teams do this a lot. And the Miami's going to be a good team, so don't you know, mistake my words. But I didn't realize teams did this until I got to talk to Bobby Greer after I left Houston.
You got till September 12th, man.
Why?
Bills Dolphins.
Oh, have you been around? I mean, Jake was in there. You know, Miss Naya over there, little AD, as I like to call her. She heard him. Harrison heard it. Jake came in. DP, here's the funny thing, Austin. Jake came in.
Stir it up.
But it's unsolicited, though. I do not ask for trouble. I do not do it. I just answer it.
Jay walked in here. Uh-huh. He sat down. Jake walked in and said, Jay, what about my guy Tim Bowers?
Right, yeah. Quote. Right. Two toes, Tim. Yeah. I gave him props on air. Mm-hmm. Then I go into the producer's room. This is unsolicited. I'm saying I was in there. I was talking to Harrison and I and all that. And then here comes Jake. I'm excited. This is it. This is the year. Blah, 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 right? I said, Jake, what happened last year? You swept us. What happened the year before? Well, we won one game in Miami. We are the four-time AFC East champs. And I said, do you want to wager another tomahawk? He said, sure. What do you think? You know I did. And I'm just saying, man. I mean, Tyreek Hill is one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous receiver in the league. The problem I have with this NFL top 100 list, no, and let's give it up to Drew Rosenhaus, right? Hey, listen, you college kids out here, if you want an agent, listen, and if you want just a straight agent, the guy that's going to get you paid, and he takes care of his players both long-term, he ain't going to do nothing with you after you get out the NFL. But listen, while you in the NFL, he going to do everything in his power. You're going to have everything that you want. That dude knows how to negotiate.
Is he the Scott Boras of the NFL?
Yeah.
Well, he is. I mean, you know, Jerry Maguire was not a lie.
But here's what he does.
It wasn't a lie. Like,
here's where he's smarter than everybody, a lot of other agents, right? And I think it's a lot of smoke and mirrors with how he presents himself and all that. He has so many clients that are so good. They know these GMs know if you do one of my guys wrong, he's going to get you on another end because he's got so many guys on the team. And plus, he's right there in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale. Daryl Porter said this dude would be at the fence. Hey, your agent ain't get you a new deal. I saw your salary cap number. Come to my office, right? So
there's the there's the story of a free agent who ended up in Washington, but was being not recruited, air quotes, not recruited at his previous stop, but he showed up there with a new ring and earrings for his wife's birthday that was coming up next week, and he ended up signing with them and going to Washington.
Yeah, he's he's creative.
You know why that is?
Why?
Went to Duke and Miami.
Drew Rosenhaus did?
Yeah.
So
he ain't stupid now. I mean, he's smart. So he knows what he's doing.
Explains so
but
much.
I really want to know who did
so
this
so much
list,
of
though.
The greasy. There's so much grease on that, Austin.
If there's greasy. Ever an opposite schools to go, no, actually Miami's actually a private school, so it's actually more of an academic school.
But reputational.
Yeah, yeah.
So greasy.
I want to know who did. I want to know who saw this list, added them up, and looked at it. Said, you know, we're going to push send on this to NFL Network because listen, I don't care what you say. That dude right now, no matter, I don't care about Joe Burrow. I don't care about nothing. Is that dude Kermit the Frog down there in Kansas City? He will cut your heart out. He's done it. He backdoored his way into a Super Bowl when they were supposed to be home fishing. They said, oh, you guys don't want to win? Okay, we'll just do this. We'll just pass. I'll just pass to my buddy all the way down the field, 11 for 11. Take a couple weeks off, hang out with Taylor Swift, and then you know what? We're just going to throw like the old – that's the 49er West Coast offense, the roll out and throw to the flat. Dude, wide open. Then he had to tap his boy and said, you know you just won the Super Bowl.
They're gonna be better.
Yes. And that dude's going to be better. That dude's going to be better. But you know that's why he's number one.
You know why he's going to be better?
Because they got assets.
No, his wife is now popular.
Man, his wife now gets to hang.
The word from Kansas City is, look, this dude is happy. Like, his wife gets to – he gets to send her to Taylor Swift and bounce. Like, he gets – that dude ain't got no problems at home.
You know, and the one thing I want to give him credit for a guy that's at that, you know, where he's at, he's definitely got a level head, you know, and I think, you know, regardless of what is, you know, his dad's got some mishaps or whatever, his dad, you know, because when I was, you know, growing up and stuff, they lived kind of around us or whatever, not in particular his dad, but a lot of the twins. And so I think he was able to kind of see some stuff and kind of combat that through his own actions, but. There is no reason that he shouldn't be. It's almost like Tom Brady. That's the go-to. Everybody else is 2 through 100.
Well, it's Brady. It's Jordan back right. In the day. It's, you know, LeBron. Maybe it's Mike Trout there yeah. for a good 6-year stretch where they are the most valuable player in their sport.
Yeah.
There are people, though, that pop up and have better statistical seasons, right? Like, no one had a better year than Patrick Mahomes. He won the dang Super Bowl.
Right.
Again, went back to back. But you can make the case that he had, you know, the fourth best season statistically.
Sure.
14 picks. I mean, McCaffrey was setting records. Lamar looked back to being himself. Tyreek was doing some unprecedented stuff there for a while.
He had Dak numbers and won another Super Bowl.
Right, but it doesn't change the fact that he's the best player in the NFL.
And also, when they do the voting is during the season. You got to think the Chiefs struggled for quite some time and a longer period of time. You know, we talked about it. Oh, they'll come out of it. Now, they came out of it like the last 2 or 3 weeks. What they didn't
they
get
came out of it.
Yeah, they did, but it was a lot later than we thought. So this poll or whatever is done at a different time. So that you have to take that. You got to think Tyreek started off. Then number two is Lamar Jackson. That's fine, right? He's the MVP. Number three, Christian McCaffrey. He got a new contract, but this was obviously his best year. I think. I think he showed everything that you need. I think he answered every single. You know, negative that they tried to say, but could he run in between the tackles? Could he answer the bell every game? Could he make big plays? Could he lead? He's done all that. He did all that. And then here's Patrick Mahomes. Then they got number five here is Myles Garrett. I believe that because I think, you know, if he was in a bigger market, he pretty much unstoppable. And he's actually been a lot more motivated than projected coming out of college. And so I like him at number five. I call him the one man gang. Cause ain't nobody else over there trying to do anything. You got, you know, clowning and stuff. He can hang out every once in a while, but Myles Garrett is doing his thing.
Well, I mean, I looked at the guy they have at six.
That's where I was getting at.
Like those are the two. Aaron Donald steps down. Those are the two. Add young man from the Evil Empire. Those and Mr. Watt. Those are the four defenders. That will have a say so
in every game.
In every game,
yeah. That when they decide I'm just going to destroy everything, they're going to destroy everything, and that's just how immensely talented they are. Travis Kelce comes in at number nine,
and I'm wrong. There's actually six because two of them are in the same team.
For who?
The Raiders.
Oh, Max Crosby, number 10.
There's some dudes.
Yeah, Travis Kelce at number nine. This is a little bit. Travis Kelce obviously is a Hall of Famer. He might go down as the best stat wise, tight end, and all this other stuff of all time. He had a little bit of a up and down season, but then obviously he got it together.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Together when he needed to, I think he's a little bit higher considering on how like his he admitted it though. Mm-hmm. The body of work last year.
I think Kelce got the reputation boost that Mahomes probably deserved.
Yeah.
I would rank Mahomes 3 spots higher and Kelce a few lower.
Well, yeah. I would say this. I would dare even offer this. That me personally would switch, ready for this? I would switch Kelce and Hill. Because without Hill to do the things that was done to build the career that Kelce built.
Yeah. Well, he benefited off
that
too.
He now carries the luggage. He carries the weight and the burden for Mahomes.
Yeah.
Mahomes without Kelce, probably not the same guy, not the same result.
Yeah. Well, that's why they made the decision.
Right?
So
I think it's nice to give for Tyreek to get his flowers. I think the player that's more valuable to the National Football League is Travis Kelce.
Well, yeah, I mean, for sure, he's valuable in personality-wise, image-wise, and all that. But to the Kansas City Chiefs, it's Mahomes and then Kelce, and that's just and you got to give the Chiefs, you know, obviously Andy Reid's big in the decision making, and obviously the GM and all them and the ownership of really recognizing, because you got a lot of teams that mess things up like this. Mm-hmm. That just like, oh, you know, we can always get another tight end. Oh, we can draft a guy and get another Kelsey. You can't. This is a perfect storm, a perfect situation, a perfect team, perfect city, perfect organization, and two perfect players to come together and gel and be pretty much unstoppable whenever they decide to do it. They have like their own set of plays. They just got to look at each other and see this guy, oh, you know how to defeat him, and they know it's going to be there every time. You want to know the exact opposite before you go or Austin? Is if you remember last year, Buffalo on the road at Philly, right? Allen threw it where he'd always thought Gabe Davis was going to be. Gabe Davis had missed four games before that and ran the wrong route to win the game. I guarantee you, if Travis Kelce or Mahomes say they missed a couple games and came back, they wouldn't miss a beat. That's the difference.
Well, you think back to 13 seconds. Sorry to pick that scab. Yeah. I mean,
thank you.
Mahomes just says, do it, Trav.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
That's the only three words, eight letters that he had to say. Well, let me ask you guys this. How many other cities, like take Mahomes, Kelce, and Andy Reid, put them in the other 31 NFL cities. How many of those cities are they still as successful in?
Well, I think the better question would be how many other organizations would continue to invest in those two?
Sure, sure.
The same ones that are only trying to win every year, 6 to 8, and eight is being nice. It'd be like Philly. You could throw Buffalo in there.
With Pittsburgh.
Yep. You know, those teams that are, you know, Green Bay, all those are trying to win.
Yeah, so the Raiders would be the Chiefs, right? With that defense, they would be the Chiefs.
Yeah.
If you replaced Mahomes for in San Diego, yes, same things apply, right?
That's a cursed organization, though.
Right. Yeah.
Would Mahomes be if enough to break the curse?
If you put them opposite any of these top 10 defenders, so Cleveland is in the conversation because we saw what they did with half of Mahomes, right? We saw that. The Steelers, in trusting that with Mike Tomlin, we can say yes. The Bengals, the difference maker would be Mahomes, so yes. Ravens, the difference would be Mahomes, so yes.
San Fran,
Jets,
everybody.
Cowboys.
You could do everybody.
Giants, Eagles, yeah. Like all of those. The only ones that probably wouldn't win it are Washington and Carolina.
Yeah, and Arizona. You know, I think the bigger question is what organizations, when they had, would get these two players, would continue along the path of growth, stardom. I wouldn't even say a setback when they didn't win a Super Bowl, and then kind of a rebirth. Because the rebirth is after Tyreek Hill left. Because you got to think, as Travis Kelce, or as Mahomes and McKelce started going, you know, Tyreek Hill was over here like, all right, like, you know, I'm the difference maker, right? Before that, you know, he got double teamed and left Kelce wide open. The rebirth of those two, or reinvention, was when Tyreek Hill left. Because they had to take it to another level. I don't know how many organizations would continue along that path. Because everybody, number one, they want to kind of create their own narrative. They want to be bigger than the players. So I think there's about 6 or 8 that would continue to nourish and foster these two along with everything else.
Didn't we see this in the NBA? Is Tyreek Hill the KD, right? That KD did what he was, that player in what should have been the long run, because there's no way that you should have to split those players up, right? Mahomes, Kelce, Hill. And then you split him up, and then he still become, he goes from a really good role player in the triplets to being the number one player in the league, which is kind of a KD move that we still look at the Dolphins the same way we look at all the teams KD played for.
Yeah.
Like, man, y'all should be better with that dude.
It's probably a little bit along the lines of, you know who I think Tyreek Hill is, and this is not even giving Tyreek Hill enough credit. It's when Jordan and Pippen started to go, and then Horace had to leave.
Yeah.
And then he went to Orlando. You know, Tyreek Hill could be like a Klay Thompson. You know, you got, you know, weirdly enough, Draymond was more highly thought of. Him and Klay are still there. Mm-hmm. Now Klay's got to go. You know, it's kind of also with like Devontae Adams. If you read, you know, when you watch that receiver show, he wanted to go prove that he didn't need Aaron Rodgers, and he did, right? So sometimes, you know, that happens. But I think Kansas City just made a long term move, and it didn't all of the decision was not based on the field. If you read between,
does he have regret? Is that regret?
Tyreek Hill,
Devontae Adams,
no, No, because
Devontae regrets more than Tyreek.
I think I think Devontae regrets based on the Raiders letting him down.
Or does he regret the choice that he made of where to end up rather than
he doesn't regret leaving. He's bummed that the Raiders haven't worked out.
I think he's bummed the way the Raiders did Derek Carr, because that was the big part of his decision. That's where the regret comes from. Mm-hmm. Regretting going out of Green Bay. I think he saw the end coming because he wasn't going to come back and play for the franchise, and they had a young quarterback, so it was more of a gamble. So you know Derek Carr. It worked out the first year. Josh McDaniels came in and blew up everything. Now, I wouldn't say you're stuck like Chuck, but for him to leave, it's going to take a different – he's not going to leave the Raiders and go to a Kansas City unless you're willing to take a super pay cut.
Jets.
Because – Yeah, the Jets or something. But you're gonna have to get. They're gonna have to give up sizable assets, and they're gonna have to have sizable salary cap room, because he's gonna go to a new place and gonna want an extension.
And somebody that legitimately has the chance to be one of the eight teams you're talking about. Like he's not gonna go.
So
is he an AFC North guy?
He's a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Pittsburgh or Baltimore?
I just said Pittsburgh Steeler.
The idea of him being in Baltimore gives me the giggles. Because, yeah, then Baltimore would be the team for the next three or four years. That's how much I think he has left in the tank and what he brings to the table.
Yeah, he got a ton of left in the tank. Yeah. That's the thing in free agency for him. You're the best receiver. He's pretty much probably going to be a Hall of Famer.
What if the Chargers go get him?
Not yet.
In a year? Two?
They're
not good enough yet.
Justin Herbert's just not it. Like, he's not using his tight end. He loses Austin Eckler, which I think is a step down no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't agree with that. I didn't understand it.
Even last year.
Right. Like, it didn't make sense. There are some places that he would go that I went, Like, I was afraid he'd end up in Dallas. And I went, oh, please, 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 Lord, no.
he's gonna make a serious career and business
Philly,
decision,
right?
Which makes me think that Devontae is more KD Philly. Than Tyreek.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
Philly, because
I could see.
Yeah, but without the title.
Oh yeah,
I think if he gets the title, then he'll kind of hop around. But I think, you know, he made that decision with the intentions of being there because, you know, his best friend is there. I think
close enough to home.
Yeah, and I think the Raiders organization let him down.
Big Bird, stop that, man! Be on the text line creating chaos. Stop that. Stop it. Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers. Stop it.
We'll have said that.
Stop it.
Hey, Raiders fan here is coming in. He says Rich Bisaccia was the first interim coach ever to lead a team to the playoff, and we fire him for all caps Josh McDaniels. Then Devontae goes to the Raiders to join his college QB, who Josh immediately put in the doghouse and runs out of town. Devontae has every right to be salty.
Yeah. He is so salty. but here's the one. Buffalo. Jay, why is that not the conversation?
Bean has showed you he's not going to invest in receivers.
Diggs, but you better invest in Josh Allen. Like, honey, look.
They smoke screened you. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to overpay you. They showed you. It makes it look like they're investing in Josh Allen. You brought in kind of low-level free agents, and you drafted Keon Coleman, but you let Diggs go. Why was Diggs – well, first of all, Diggs is Diggs, but why was Diggs really mad?
Yeah.
Diggs redid his contract on the assumption / promise that you were going to go out and get a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. You didn't even offer him a sustainable contract to have a second conversation to the point that he got to go to Tennessee – and knowing he's losing with Will Levis and what's the dude from Liberty that they drafted?
Malik Willis.
Yeah, knowing he wasn't getting any pass, getting his ribs broken, everything. So now you got it. Now you lost two.
There's a meme of them standing side by side looking at his phone, waiting for it to go off, waiting for the alert to go off.
Yeah.
That never goes off.
Yeah.
It's like, man, we about to do this soon. Soon.
One thing I want you guys to think about on the break and through the break is number 15. Oh, Jalen Hurts.
You're a troublemaker today.
Jalen Hurts.
Who got you started today?
Jay because this it's a
Jake Sorensen. We just went through that.
It's a quarterback. Man. Yeah, he poked the bear.
Man.
I'm going to finish the Jake Sorensen story after the break. And then we're going to talk about Jalen Hurts, where he's at. Because I think he's a little bit like almost going into Dak Prescott, where if he stays in Philly,
Stafford.
Everything that you do is not going to be good enough.
Because
he's on the hot seat, but you got a big fat paycheck.
Leave that man alone.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. I think he's good for Philly, but I don't think he's good for the coach.
I'm cool with Philly Phillying this thing and screwing it up. Like, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Oh, yeah. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. You know what else is great? I saw Vic Fangio called out Devin White. You signed off on the brother coming there. You know what you're getting? Right? This is what – hey, listen. This is the guy you pick on. Defensive coordinator. Let's look at all our free agents. I want him. Okay, we got to pay him X amount of dollars. Welcome to training camp. You're not doing good enough. Trust me. And I like Vic. Who are you inspiring 8 years into the league? Right? Those are conversations you have in private.
You literally courted dude by standing out of his window with a big boombox and gave him bank. And then
will
got
you go
there,
to the prom with me? Yes, there. No, or maybe. With the
you're
sign,
not dancing good enough.
You know what the cardboard thing? Yes, no, or maybe. He says yes. Yeah, you know what? You know what? Your dress ain't good enough.
I know I should have asked out your sister.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're wearing, right? I'm wearing blue. You're wearing, you know, like bright yellow, you know. Anyways. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orbit. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.